time did the sun rise this morning, you might say the sun what?
Rose.
Okay. And when we started, the sun had already
settled.
Okay. Or talking about it coming up, the sun had already
risen.
Okay. And every day at about 5 o'clock, the sun
settles or goes down.
Or in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun
arises.
Okay. And if you, the other way, if you work until the sun goes out of sight, you work until, you call that, at night when the sun goes down, you call that?
Sundown.
Okay. Let me see, if today is Monday, then you say Sunday was?
Yesterday.
Okay, and if, then that means that Tuesday will be?
Or tomorrow.
Okay. And what do you look? What do you wear on your wrist that you look at to tell the time?
Watch.
Okay. And if you look there, midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, it's
midway between seven and
midway between seven and eight.
7:30.
Okay. And if you were talking about the weather, you might look up in the sky, and if it looked like rain, you might say, "I don't like the looks of those big."
Oh.
Okay. If the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind...
Gusty, windy.
Okay, or talking about what it did, the wind...
Blew.
Okay, and it has...
Blown.
Okay, and very often it...
Blows.
Okay. And then what do you call a heavy white mist that comes out of the river?
heavy white mist, fog.
Okay, and if there's a lot of fog around, you might say it's very
foggy.
Okay, and if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say we're having a
drought.
Okay, and if it gets cold enough at night to kill like the flowers, you say you're having a, or you had last night.
Frost.
Okay. And you might say then, if it gets really cold, that last night it was so cold that the lake what?
Froze.
Okay. And if it's done that before, you might say it has
frozen.
Okay. And almost every winter it
freezes.
Okay. Okay. Now, you lived down around where you told me, but I forgot.
Down around Bethlehem Community Center.
Okay. Are you involved in that, by the way, at all?
No, not at this point.
Okay. I was talking with Roscoe Williams about it. He's trying to get me involved in it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting, too. Okay, but you grew up down around that area. The part of the house where you would... have guests come in, you know, mm-hmm. if you're entertaining somebody dropped over, you'd ask them to sit down. What would you call that? That
a living room.
Okay. And what did you use to heat that?
Heat that? When I was growing up, we moved from coal to gas.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. So in the
young.
Did you have a fireplace in your living room?
At one point we had a fireplace. Then we had a large heater, an old-fashioned heater, and we installed gas. So the house was heated by gas.
Okay.
Later, but
okay. If, let me see, in the fireplace, or in any kind of heater for that matter, you usually have a thing that the smoke goes up out of. You call that the
chimney.
Okay. And then the open place in the floor in front.